Kennedy, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. President.
What I'd like for you to do is to prepare, you know, just in rough form,
yes,
the guidance that I gave you.
Yes, sir.
And it'd be better if you sent it up, you know.
I will.
Write it up to me.
Yes, sir.
Then I'll have time to work on it for an hour or two. We don't have to send this cable off till, doesn't make a difference till 10 or 11 tonight anyway.
No, sir, that's right.
Because he won't need to have it till the morning.
That's correct.
Fine.
All right, sir, we'll do
it. All right, you do that, and then I'll work on it here. So you just got the general feeling of what,
yes,
I mean.
Yes, sir. We'll have something up to you within an hour.
Right. And then after I've had a chance to look at it, then I'll edit it and add a few points, and we'll get something off to him.
All right, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll have it up in about an hour.
Fine. But my own preliminary feeling about it is this, that I think that when you look at it in the coldest way, I mean, with being totally objective, you got to see where you come out at the end, and on both lines. And on both lines, if you come out only with your prisoners, it's a hell of a lot better to get them now than to get them in July.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Right, yes, sir.
That's the real problem. Do you see any hole in that argument?
I think that's
the weakness in the case for, you know, this dramatic, we'll step up the bombing until we get our prisoners, because both South Vietnamese parties are so intransigent. That's in effect what he's saying. Well, you see there, the point is, and so why? That means you could get the prisoners now if they're both intransigent. You're going to wash your hands of the goddamn thing, get it done now. I mean, you could say, well, Q would be in a stronger position next July. I can't be sure of that. To that point is made in his wire, you know.
Yes.
If you have another view, I'd be interested.
I'm
wrong about it.
No, sir. I feel as you do. I think
you've got to express your opinion. If it's a different opinion, I'd be glad to have it.
Let me say that on the prisoners, I'm not sure that the choice is that simple. I'm not at all sure that at this point we could make a simple deal for prisoners with them. I'm not sure that we could do that.
Unless we got everything.
I think that they, if we go that route, I think they may say quite well that they now have us, and it's perfectly clear they've driven them between us and Saigon.
If that's the case, then we just, then we do have the only other course to go the other way. My whole point is, though, that that makes the case for offering the minimum conditions. You see what I'm getting at?
Yes, sir. It seems to me that...
You see, if you offer the minimum conditions, and if you offer the minimum conditions and get and by some unexpectedly have them be accepted, I mean, if we get minimum conditions accepted, although some of that stuff doesn't mean a goddamn thing that he had in there. I mean, there's three, only two or three that really amount to anything. A lot of it's nonsense. I mean, I know it's important to, you know.
They're useful to Saigon.
They're not that useful, though.
No,
I mean,
no,
they're none of them are fundamental. So that when I talked to Duck, he didn't mention any of them.
No.
He didn't think any of them are important. But my point that I'm making is this, that the case for at least trying the minimum position is that it does get the prisoners. You see, the minimum position, assuming it were accepted by North Vietnam and were turned down by South Vietnam, does get the prisoners, right?
I would think that's correct.
Well, then what do you lose? See my point?
Yes, sir. Right.
So if the only other thing is you put yourself in a better public posture by breaking it off. That's what Henry wants to do, by breaking it off, by giving them what we know is an impossible demand, and then having it turned down, and then we go back to bombing. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Well, if you have another view, I'd be interested in it. I know I may be wrong, but I think when you cut it all through it, cut through all of it clearly, I think I can see what he wants to do. He really wants to throw his hands up and say these bastards just can't be talked to.
Sir, my feeling is that what we negotiations are a very painstaking and painful process
and take a long, long time.
And I think that we've come a long, long way. We've gotten them this far, and I think that
busting it off,
temporary break isn't going to be helpful.
That a what?
But a temporary. I don't think we ought to think of a temporary interruption in this process as being a fatal thing. that we
right.
have to stop. My own view is that we just have to be very patient and very slow and keep the pressure on.
Keep it on. And
never turn off the torque.
And when it comes off, when it comes back, though, we do bomb.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's what we can do. That'll put some pressure on. Well, anyway, if you prepare along that line, in other words, option two.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Or no, option one, of course.
Yes, sir, option one.